My little sister really trusts my dad to catch her when she jumps in the pool. It's really fun.
That takes a lot of trust in your dad, and that's how you should trust God, too. Guess what? My name is Zach, and this is Keys for Kids. I'm so glad you're listening today. If you've got younger siblings, they might be scared to swim by themselves sometimes. But as long as mom or dad are around, they have a ton of fun. It's because they trust that mom and dad will help keep them safe in the pool. Sometimes life seems like a big, scary pool, doesn't it? But God is there to catch you. He'll protect you and keep you strong. You just have to have faith in Him. Hebrews 11:6 says, "Without faith, it is impossible to please God." Now let's listen to our story. It's entitled, "Catch Me, Daddy." Little Iris climbed out of the pool and eagerly walked along the edge to where her father was standing waist deep in the water. "Catch me again, Daddy," she called. Iris leapt toward her father almost before he could get his arms up to catch her. "Whee!" he exclaimed as he pulled her around in the water and then took her to the shallow end where she could touch bottom. Soon, Iris was back up the steps and heading toward her jumping spot again. "Iris sure does trust Dad to catch her," said her older sister, Olivia. "And I can't believe how many times he keeps doing it. You'd think he'd get tired of it, but he actually seems to enjoy it." Mom smiled. "You know what I think? I think this is a good picture of our faith in God. Your dad is happy that Iris trusts him enough to jump into his arms again and again. And because he caught her the first few times, she learned to trust him more and more. She jumped almost before he was ready last time." Olivia was confused. "How is that like us and God?" "Well, first of all, we need to trust Jesus to forgive our sins and save us," replied Mom. "Then, as God works in our hearts, we also learn to trust Him for many other things in life, sometimes for specific things like providing for our needs or helping find new friends at school." Olivia nodded. When they had moved the year before, those were things she'd often prayed about. "After we trust God for something and find that He's faithful in keeping His promises, it's easier to trust Him the next time we have a problem," continued Mom. She smiled as Iris squealed and leapt toward her father's arms once again. "The more we exercise our faith, the more it grows. When Iris jumps into the pool, she doesn't think, 'Maybe Daddy will catch me.' She knows he will. Dad is pleased that Iris trusts him, and when we trust God like that, knowing that He loves us and will always take care of us, He is pleased too." So, how about you? Do you trust God? Do you trust Him in times of trouble as well as when things are going great? Even when things are hard and you don't know why or how they'll work out, you can trust God to take care of you and do what's best in any situation. He loves you so much that Jesus died for your sins to save you, and you can trust Him to take care of any problem you have. Our key verse is Hebrews 11:6.
"Without faith, it is impossible to please God."
And our key thought today: trust God at all times.
Hey, Zach, why is there sadness?
Hey, Declan, that's a great question. There's sadness because there's sin in the world. Sin causes people to do bad things to each other, and that brings about pain. And often that pain causes people to be sad. One thing to remember is that it won't always be that way. Jesus promised that one day in heaven there would be no more sadness and no more pain. But for now, remember that Jesus knows what it's like to be sad, because sometimes He felt that way too. And no matter what, He promises to always be with you. Well, I hope that helps. I'm Zach. Thanks for spending time with Keys for Kids.